Good Monday morning podcast. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. This week, I am launching a new segment, a new Monday morning segment called Getting to Know, where essentially we just take a deep dive into one ingredient every Monday, and this week we are getting to know butternut squash. The idea with the segment is to pick one ingredient a week and look at every aspect of it. The goal is for all of us to gain a deeper understanding of our ingredients. So let's get into it. What is butternut squash? Well, it may come as no surprise to you to learn that butternut squash is a member of the squash family. I mean, it's right there in the name. But technically a fruit like other squashes, butternut squash is a winter squash with a sweet and buttery texture and a hard outer skin. The skin is yellowish, and the flesh is a deep orange. And the more ripe the squash, the more orange and sweet the flesh will become. Butternut squash has a thin cylindrical neck and a large bulbous body, which contains the fruit's seeds. The entire fruit, including skin and seeds, is edible, save for the stem. Butternut squash uses. Because of its sweetness and texture, butternut squash makes velvety pureed soups and sauces. It can also be roasted, grilled, braised, stewed, deep-fried, steamed, or boiled. When roasted, grilled, or steamed, butternut squash holds its shape well and can be served as a side dish or even tossed in salads and pastas. Boiled, it can be mashed like potatoes or, as I said, pureed into a soup. The point is that butternut squash is very versatile and, yes, it's very delicious. So how do you buy a butternut squash? When buying butternut squash, it should feel heavy and sound hollow when tapped on the bulb. Avoid buying squash with soft spots or bruising. Check the stem for mold. If any is present, try a different squash. That's about it. Some people say that if the squash is waxy, avoid it. But that's just their way of preserving the squash. So I think it's fine. How do you prepare butternut squash? There are three main ways to prepare butternut squash for cooking. All of them involve you being very careful with the knife because it's sharp and butternut squash is hard to cut. The first and most common way is to cut off the neck of the squash across the dotted line in a picture right here that I'm looking at that you can't see. But if you want to see it, go to HowToNotBurnShit.com and you'll see a whole bunch of stuff there. Once the neck has been removed, the bulb is cut in half and the seeds are scooped out. Then with a knife or vegetable peeler, knives are much easier, the squash is peeled, cubed, and cooked. Another common way to prepare butternut squash is to cut it in half lengthwise, scoop out the seeds, drizzle with olive oil, and roast in the oven. The squash is cooked when soft. The final technique is much less often used. But essentially, you take a whole squash, put it in the coals of a fire, rotating it every 15 minutes or so until it is cooked through. This is a rare way to cook squash, but for the money, it's one of the best. I mean, there's no money involved other than butternut squash, but it's just an expression. For the money, it is the best way because the squash gets super sweet and delicious. Flavors that go with butternut squash. When roasted, the flavor of squash becomes more intense and sweet. For this preparation, a pairing of stronger flavors won't overpower the squash. Cardamom, nutmeg, cinnamon, and curry will balance well with the sweetness and intensity. Boiled and steamed squash has more subtle flavors, which can easily be buried if you're not careful. Lemon and Parmesan add a nice complement to the squash, as does thyme, rosemary, sage, maple, and honey. That's about it. If you go to the website, howtonotburnshit.com, there's a full recipe here for butternut squash soup. And there's a whole bunch of like guiding pictures that tell you, there's some guiding pictures that tell you what to do, but there you go. That's a deep dive into squash. If you have any questions about squash, I don't know why I said it like that, but if you have any questions about squash, you can hit me up on Facebook at Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks, Instagram at Chef Ben Kelly, or Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly. Or of course you could go to howtonotburnshit.com and leave a comment on the Getting to Know Butternut Squash post. Anyway, that's about it for today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I'm excited about this new Monday segment. Yes. That's it. Have a great Monday, everybody. I'll see you soon. And again, I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. We're this evening at 6 p.m. Atlantic. I'll be doing my weekly free live cooking show. This week, my two guests will be my big sisters, and they will be making fun of me for an hour and a half straight, so that's fantastic. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic episode of Food in 5, and tomorrow we are looking at a brief history of hors d'oeuvres. I'll see you then, everybody. Have a great Monday, and thank you for listening.